Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. And for those of you that have been listening, sending in questions and comments, you can continue to help spread the word that this brings on a special guest that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. And remember, if you can't listen live, go to our website at answers.network and browse through a variety of heartfelt and enlightening topics. I am confident that there is something that you will find to bring greater joy to your life. Now, also, I have a favor to ask. Please forward one of our shows to your social media groups and to someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. This is one powerful way that we can make a positive influence in the world together, which, by the way, is exactly what our guest does every day. Melanie Mel Salvatore August is a former comedy writer, veteran yoga and meditation teacher, Reiki master, mother of four, and author of and Kitchen Yoga, Simple Home Practices to Transform Mind, Body, and Life. And her newest book, Yoga to Support Immunity, A Mind-Body Breathing Guide. There it is right there, to Whole Health, which, by the way, was recently chosen as a Forward Indie Book Award finalist in a category of what else? Health. Now, while doing my own vetting, I found Mel's voice to be warm, inclusive, practical, and filled with joy for life. With her early years as a classically trained actor, comedy, theater, writer, producer, and teacher, she creates offerings that cultivate joy, personal growth, and freedom, elevating everyday challenges, humor, and spirit into one. She is the founder of the Fierce Kindness Organization, Melwell Classroom, and the acclaimed Yoga Works at Home platform. Mel,
thank you so much for that great intro. It's great to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure. And for anybody that listens to the show knows that our goal is to bring on people like yourself that are making a difference and doing it by showing us how that we can do it ourselves. You're empowering people to be the best they can be. And I can't think of anything better that we can do. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Right back at you. I always think, like, if I'm doing my job well, my students will come back. And that sounds terrible, but I mean, you know, like, they eventually will really have it integrated and, you know, it'll be different.
Well, and to me, one of the things about empowerment is, and when you say coming back, you know, maybe what they've done is they've just passed it along to somebody else. They've empowered them, but it is your book. So, yeah, I think there's so many different ways to empower people, and I love the fact that that you're doing that. So as someone myself who has done yoga now for many years, I know there's also a lot of people that don't. So tell us how yoga can be viewed as a form of medicine to unlock and turbocharge your body's natural defense systems, because this is something that when this whole pandemic hit, and I thought, if we could just get more people doing yoga, there would be less people getting sick. But you know, the media and the whatever, you know, they wanted to push their agenda, and I really didn't feel like the idea of getting out in nature, the idea of doing yoga, the idea of doing things that we can do ourselves, was able to take the forefront.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Like this aspect of what is yoga in the first place? It's mm-hmm. that, okay, is it exercise? Is it stretching? Right. The most common thing I hear, and I, you know, I always kind of giggle because I'm like, it's okay. They're like, I'm not flexible. I can't do yoga. You know, so we think of that Swami or whatever putting their leg around their head. For me, the yoga is a way of approaching life and a way of watching my own habits and seeing what my tendencies are, and then shifting how I think, how I move, and how I breathe. And in those ways, kind of bring myself together, meaning that, you know, I know this is good for me and therefore I want it and therefore I mm-hmm. do it. It's not like I know this is good for me, but I don't really want it. I'm going to go with what's bad. So to me, yoga is that unification of where like my right and my left hand are doing the same thing together and I feel better. Does it involve exercise? It can, for sure. Because how we move the spine and how we help circulation in the body, we increase our circulation, we decrease our inflammation, we feel better. It's like a ripple effect on or a domino effect. But it's not all that. It's also how are we approaching any situation, including how do we think about ourselves and how kind or not kind are we to ourselves and being present in that way. And then for sure, I know this is a long answer, but for sure breathing, Alan. Right? So how we breathe affects our nervous system. That's the immune system, nervous system, immune system, and our longevity functions. So
Well, and yeah, breathing, you're right, is so important. And in fact, I do some of the Wim Hof breathing,
wonderful.
where I walk my dogs in the morning and I ground and then do Wim Hof breathing. And it's interesting because I have the dogs that they get calm also. I think because I'm getting calm and I rest my hands on them on either side of me, and I find that they're actually getting calm as I'm getting calm. So we can
Love
certainly pass it on. But one of my thoughts before we go too much into it is when I did the introduction, we're talking, actor, writer, producer, teacher. Why don't you share your personal journey as how you went from that and what led you to these practices becoming the successful.
you for that. It's funny, I feel like I'm more myself or who I'm supposed to be now than ever, and I hope that's just the way it's supposed to be, right? Like you get older and you're like you become more of who you are, and I do think yoga, practicing yoga, has helped me become more me, more authentically me, and so I, maybe like many friends around, I was a highly sensitive child, highly empathetic, highly sensitive, and I was always interested in kind of the what was not the obvious, like meditation and metaphysics and energy and whatnot. And because I was highly sensitive, let's say that I felt deeply pained by the world, and so I was constantly, I was that sadder child. I'm having to laugh because I feel like, oh, my poor parents. I was the one that always was like the squeaky wheel. But I was anxious and just challenged, and felt like I didn't quite belong in the world, a square peg in a round hole. And I found that for whatever reason, my suffering or whatever made people laugh. And when I made people laugh, it was easier for me. Like I was like, oh, this will work out. I have a place. I can make people laugh. And so that's what kind of led me into like theater, and because I was like, oh, I can make my family laugh, and then I feel a little more at ease, and I can make this crowd of people laugh. And what I found was, the industry, and maybe you know it well, can be harsh. And so my very highly sensitive, tender heart, and good enough. Whether it's like pretty enough or tall enough or whatever it was enough. And so I started practicing yoga simply to abate that deep anxiety. And what I found was that I was really okay as I was, that I was imperfect and that I could actually love imperfect. And as I began to love my own very imperfect self, I found that it was helpful to others. So, as I started to like share the practice, exactly as you said, I was learning more by teaching. So I was like, I want to learn more, so I start to teach and it integrate more. But as I would show up very imperfect, there was a point where I had shaved off all my hair. I was, 100 pounds over laser, I'd let it all go. Like I was like, I'm not going to try to be perfect anymore. I'm going to let it all go. But I was really doing inner healing in that time. And I found that that was when I was most inspiring to friends because they were like, okay, I can see that You're a real person. You're not, I don't know, not an ideal. And for whatever reason, that made them comfortable. And then so then they came. So my classes would be packed with people and I'd be so honored that they would come. But I was like, wait, I'm wearing a Hanes t-shirt. I have no hair. I'm very curvy and no makeup on. And you want to come to practice with me? You like me? And I mean, I know I'm saying something random. This is a very long journey that I'm trying to put into, but there was something about that that was incredibly healing to me, that I could really be me and have value.
And see, but what I mean that is saw was just authenticity. It's, you know, hey, she is, you know, she's not here pretending. She's just being her authentic self. And I'm curious, did you find from a physical health standpoint that once you started not worrying about a lot of these things, which reduced your anxiety, that you found that you were much healthier physically? And, you know, not that you were having any horrible health, but just all of a sudden those things that other people get, you know, the cold everybody gets or the flu that everybody gets or whatever it is, all of a sudden they're not happening. And I think it's because by removing that stress, it allows our immune system to focus on what it should.
Yes, I think absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the aspect as well is that as my inner life became so much healthier and I guess, but for the most part, I'm very even. And within that balance, I'm very consistent on taking care of myself. So even though maybe on the outside, I didn't look as glamorous as I did 15 years before, I was much sturdier and I have a very strong resilience. So yes, for sure.
For sure. Now, share with us about the Melwell classroom. A little bit about how it kind of takes the guesswork out of bringing yoga into a person's home safely, and really offering them the motivation that they need, maybe to get started or maybe to keep going.
Thank you for that. Well, this aspect of and I do think that that's the gift of the pandemic for many of us. It became this is how we're virtual, show up, you and I, me and Susie, whoever, we can show up in our own home, really just without any extra, and come together and really talk about, okay, where are your habits? What are you doing? Get you on a system. I love that my students can be like, here, Mel, this is what I have. I'm like, okay, use that wall. Okay, get that. Like, I'm right in your house. You're in mine. And we work it out, because I do think beautiful regular classes are fantastic. You know, you come in the practice, the teacher's like, okay, we're going to start in down dog and we're going to do whatever we're going to do. But I also think there's this huge value of integrating within the day what you're doing. So like, you know, Alan, if we were working together, I'd be like, okay, Alan, what are the first things you're doing in the morning? And we'd still look at that. It's like, okay, three postures or three exercises right here. And you'll do those when you get out of bed, when you automatically use the bathroom, and then you go into the kitchen, you'll put your teapot on and you'll do these three things. And so in that way, we start to integrate that into your everyday. And again, it's consistency.
Habit.
It's all habit. So then, and it's like, okay, well, where else are you every day, Alan? Oh, you're in your office. Fantastic. When you approach your desk and you put your coffee down or whatever you have there, you're about to sit. We're going to do a stretch, and you're going to stretch your spine, and you're going to make space for your internal organs, and you're going to stimulate your thymus gland. Okay. And that becomes a habit. So suddenly, you have, and this is what I love, and this is what I use, having so many kids and whatnot, is like, you're practicing all day long. The time you stop and mention to be healthy, to be resilient, to be compassionate. And then you tune your brain, you tune your radio frequency of your whole body. And so it's not something you have to add on. It's not an extra jacket. It's literally integral.
One of the things that I love about that and the way that you're explaining it is the idea, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all to go to a studio. I think that's great.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I think that what you're describing, though, for the families, you know, especially during COVID and such, was the children are going to see this. You're not only, you know, doing this that's making you healthy, but you're modeling now something for your children that's going to be incredibly wonderful for them as well.
Oh, I love that you saw that, Ellen. Yes, absolutely. Because it is really what we mold, not what said that with my own kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then it has a ripple effect with the entire family and beyond. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got a question that's coming in. And again, I want to thank those that take the time to send in questions, comments. We love it. And I know that many of you, we get a lot of questions that come from teachers, and the teachers will say, you know, your show is at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and I'm in class always at 11 a.m. On Mondays. So what I've asked in the past, just send the questions in. So some send them in ahead of time. Others will send them in like right now. This one reads, I am always in search of unique approaches, having experienced various yoga styles over the years, from traditional to hot to Avita yoga. I have found value in all of them. Can you describe what makes your yoga practice unique in this
New York? I lived in New York. Hi to New York. You know, there's so many ways up the mountain, right? And it depends on, you know, what part of the mountain you're going up, right? So we have all these tools in our toolbox. And I'll go back to what is yoga, right? Yoga being that kind of yoking of your mind, your body, your essential self, and the approach of that. My approach is, it's a very integral approach of many different. Very classical approach, you know, based in Ayurvedic wisdom. And my approach isn't really practical, right? Very integral to your day. And definitely for, you know, talking about like kind of classical yoga for a householder, maybe my approach may work for someone that is going, this is really for someone who's super busy. Who has a lot of responsibilities and feels very called to be connected. I'm going to call it spirit. You can call it whatever you want, but very connected to spirit and have that be woven into their every day. And that, again, goes back to habits. So, you know, yoga to support immunity is really a habit book. It's a habit that gives you tools to weave into those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like the fact that what Natalie said is that she's tried different ones and she's found value in each one. And I would imagine she found one that worked best. And I think that's probably a great way to do a lot of things.
And it changes, doesn't it, Ellen? It changes like how I practiced in my 20s. I'm 50 now. It's very different. You know, now my practice, yes, I have physical asana, keep your body strong, but sex poses, simpler poses, and a lot of breathing and a lot of meditation. And journaling and things like that, that maybe was not so much when I was really enjoying forearm stand all the time. Still good. It's just different.
I don't know if you know, but I'm an international detective. And so because of that, I'm always looking for the science. And I know a lot of people, if I'm talking to them and I'm saying, you know, okay, well, why don't you set up a meditation or a breathing or yoga? Because I'm around a lot of detectives as well. And it's okay, but what's the science? If you can't give me the science of it, how do I know that it's working? And so when I'm saying this, I'm also like this. So it isn't even just me saying that when I bring it up to other people. So describe for our listeners the nuts and why it works so well.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. And there is science behind it, which is so, so lovely. You know, if I can boil it down to, you know, the immediate physiological science is that it's shifting the nervous system and using a certain aspect of the nervous system, which means, so there's, I'm oversimplifying, but we have parasympathetic nervous system response. We have sympathetic nervous system. Parasympathetic, it is your relaxation response, right? It within the relaxation is when you're going to boost your longevity functions, immunity, digestion, hormone function, you know, sign me up for those, right? It's going to help you keep long for a long, good and long for a long time alive. the sympathetic stress response, right? Fight or flight or even freeze. And I think sympathetic gets back, you know, a certain amount of right kind of stress to just get up and get moving. And so it could also be a passion response. And I kind of like to look at it that way. So that's where I look at mindset. But before I get, you know, too deep into that, just these two aspects of the nervous system. And so what our yoga does with the ability to get some distance from our life, to identify really how we're moving, you know, to see our own habits and things, is to be able to pull back and observe what's happening in the body. So am I so attached, so stressed out, and in a chronic kind of cycle of degeneration because I'm stressed out? Or can I shift my mindset, shift my activities, and to kind of reallocate my energy towards just the, you know, we do that with mindset. So whether something's true or not, whatever we perceive, the body processes. So so mindset is a huge a part of that, and self-study. And also when we use our breath, and we also use vibration and movement in the body, we can affect multiple areas. But the vagus nerve is a point of interest. And this nerve goes from the brainstem all the way down through all the major organs of the body. It's like a vagabond, vagus. So it goes all the way down. And when we stimulate it, its main job is to regulate us and get us to relax. When we stimulate it with our asana, those are the poses, with our breathing techniques, and also with mindset, and we really, and again, not to give the sympathetic nervous system a bad rap, because it's only when it's in a chronic overdrive is there a problem, when we're stuck in a cycle of being stressed out. And when we have a little more self-awareness and a little distance in our life, then we can see like, oh, good. Can I say I'm more excited than nervous? It's a very similar feeling. Like, oh, I'm so nervous. Oh, I'm so excited. Like, can I start to just shift really my reality around this and then allocate myself into like a healthy energy?
I mean, I think that makes perfect sense. And as you were saying that, the thought that was coming to mind was, you know, how you can use these different things, be it breathing, yoga, how you can use it from the standpoint of, yes, we are supposed to be able to go there. It is good for us sometimes. And if you go back to, you know, prehistoric times, if there was a saber-toothed tiger chasing us, we needed to be able to respond and go. But I think now with the, you know, 24-hour news, negativity and things to where they're constantly trying to bombard you with things to keep you in a level of anxiety, these are the things that we need to break through that and to kind of push it back and not be in it all the time. Because, and there's other things also as far as it. Think if we're in it too long, it then starts affecting our cortisol. The cortisol then kicks in, and now we're putting on weight, and which then is probably going to make us more anxious. So then we'll have more cortisol, and it's this nasty cycle. Whereas if we can just find our calm, I think we're going to do better. And
yes. And you said it so well. So thank you for that. 100%. And that ability to kind of, again, get some distance. You know, I know a lot in like the Buddhist tradition, there's an aspect of observer. And in the yogic tradition, which is very similar, it's that observer. But, you know, how am I identifying myself in any different situation? And what I mean is like, what am I clinging on to? Do I think I'm my body? Well, my body is constantly changing. Do I think I'm my money or my relationships? Well, all of that constantly changing. So, you know, how do I really see myself here? And I'll just speak about myself. And I know this is also in the yogic tradition. You know, I see myself as something else, an essential self. My essential self, maybe you call it soul or spirit, pure. But when I remember that there's more to me than this constantly changing aspect that's in flux, then I get a little distance, and then I can start to see, like, oh gosh, it used to serve me, but it doesn't serve me anymore, whatever that is. And so I can lovingly say, thank you, you used to serve me, but it doesn't serve anymore. So I can let it go and refine.
I love it. We are talking to Mel Salvatore August, and we are talking about her book, Yoga to Support Immunity, a Mind-Body Breathing Guide to Whole Health. We're going to take a break. There's the book right there. It's up on the screen. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Answers Network.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Shield has continued to focus on businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services and West Shield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585. Visit our...
And we're back, and we are talking about yoga for health and so much more. Mel, a little bit before we went to break, you were talking a little bit about some of the things that we can do at home. And I know part of that, I think, is tied to your acclaimed Yoga Works at Home platform. Can you share a little bit more and even describe? So for somebody that's there thinking, God, I don't know if I can really do this. What are some of the things that you can share with them to be able to go, you know, just try this?
So it's lovely. First, I think that if you're listening to this podcast and you're following what Alan is sharing and whatnot, that you're part of this community, I think that you're on the right track. So I just want to say that because actively looking and listening and opening doors. Before I even would send you, like, you know, get on yogaworks.com, which is a wonderful platform that I'm a part of that community and I teach on, or, you know, reach out to me and I will help you, of course. Before you even do something like that, I would say, stand up, reach your arms overhead, stretch deep. I don't want to put my armpits in the camera, right? Do a side stretch on each side. Stretch on each side. Yeah. Then take one arm back, one arm forward, and turn your chest as you lift it. Rotate your spine. Yes. And then back the other way. Maybe use your chair as a little leverage. Lift your chest. Turn the other way. Take a yawn. Open up. That affects your nervous system. That helps tone the vagus nerve. That yawn always forcing, right? But you already feel better. So how can we do that once an hour? No. So simple. Yeah. How can we do that once an hour? You know, what else? What else can we do to help you? What is the one area, this is a simple area, small area that you know you're like, oh, I'm doing this thing. I shouldn't do it. I know, right? Because I really want this over here. I want to feel better. Maybe it's just going to sleep a half hour early, just earlier, just one half hour. You know, if I'm connecting with you right now, that's your homework. Go to sleep a half hour earlier tonight. How about just drink a glass of water first thing in the morning? And if you can pull that one off, take a spoon, scrape your tongue before you drink the water because your body's getting rid of all these toxins overnight. Clear it out, drink your water. That's right. We're already exactly. Thank you for displaying. We're already on our way because when you do that thing, when you go to bed earlier, you're saying to yourself, you're important, you care, you're coming into alignment, you're connecting with that deeper self that's like, okay, I have a desire for more, for better, for resilience, right? So it's actually, I would call that a spiritual practice, doing that for yourself. Mm-hmm. Same thing in the morning.
Yep. So. And as you can see, I did display water, and I did it drinking it out of glass, not plastic. But I'm not going to display a tongue scraping right now. So just so everybody knows, although I do have one, I have a copper one because copper is better to use for your mouth.
Yeah. Once you become a yoga, I'm going to call it a yoga nerd. Like, you'll get with it. It doesn't have to be big. That's three things you could do today. Mm-hmm. With no preparation, that will help you feel better. And that's what I come down to. Okay, follow the steps of feeling better. One little thing at a time. One little choice.
One of the things that I love to touch on in this show is success stories. So obviously, without using anybody's names or anything, share with us a couple of success stories, people that you've worked with to where, you know, you smile when you think of them because of how much success they got from making certain shifts in their life.
Hmm. Okay. You know, I'm so blessed because I think of many, many, many friends, and I call them friends and they are friends because over time, you know, how can you not be a friend? A trusted friend says, hey, try this. You try it. Work. Connecting heart. But I think of one friend in particular right now. Mom of, you know, couple kids, fantastic artist, but not taking care of herself. And not taking care of herself, it's been years since she really had taken care of herself on multiple levels, you know, really putting her attention elsewhere and including in her art. So, well, bring up this success story. Not only has she lost a significant amount of weight, which is neither here nor there, but I know that that was part of helping her feel better. Became consistent in her yoga practice every day, all day, and got out of a job situation that was not healthy for her. Started her own business, started her art again, helped her family. So in a matter of a few months, my students started to take her own life really in her own control. Make little tiny habit shifts. You know, we of course checked in once a week and gave her, you know, helped her get her organized. And now has went from a couple areas that were really unhappy, including weight and health and joints hurting, to now doing yoga every day, feeling much, much better, and starting her own business in a area of art that she loves. So, yes. And so for, and I tell her, boy, you're overachiever. Like, wow, what you've done in these amount of months. So, and I believe it is really that taking accountability, having loving support. Someone's like, okay, no, let's do two steps forward, one step back. We just keep going. And it's the habits, integrating it all day long.
And to add some science to that, one of the scientists that I follow and that I like quite a bit is David Sinclair, out of Harvard. And one of the things that he has said now is that there is scientific evidence that shows that by doing the things that you have just said, which essentially, I mean, it comes down to sleep, diet, you know, grounding, things like this, the things that we can do that you don't have to take in, you know, any pharmaceuticals or anything else. I mean, you can just do these things. He said, you can extend your life by 3 months for every year that you live. So that you're extending your life by 25% just by doing this. I mean, then you get the people that go, oh, well, you know, I don't want to live that long anyway if I'm going to end up hooked up to all these things and stuff. I've talked to people and I told them because sometimes people laugh when I tell them, you know, how long I see myself living. And then they'll go, I'll just be hooked up to a bunch of stuff and I don't want to do all of that, and go, but do you understand that you're doing it at a much healthier level? So this doesn't mean that you're just going to, you know, get to whatever your unhealthy place is and then stay in that or deteriorate from that, you're increasing the health part of this also. So you're not just adding to your lifespan, you're adding to your health span.
Yes, 100%. That makes me giggle. It all makes me giggle. And, you know, okay, even if you don't want to live longer, don't you want to enjoy the living? You want to enjoy more, savor more. And when we're more present, you know, we can actually pause for a second, feel our body, see how beautiful the weather is, whether it's rain. We just had rain this morning. Thank goodness California needs rain. Whatever it is, it's like time slows down a little bit because you're actually savoring the moments. And I feel like that's, yes, it's habits, but it's also mindful awareness in the moment where we're living in the present moment. We're not stuck in the past. We're not forward in the future. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me? It's just right here. And right here, you know, like I can enjoy what you have to say and see you and think, wow, this is so great. Like I can be fully present here. Which if this is my last moment, I'll take it. And that's, I think, a big part of that as well.
Yeah. So share a little bit about now, if somebody's listening to this right now and they're going, oh, okay, I need to contact Mel and I need to find out, you know, what exactly you do. You know, I'm dealing with a lot of issues right now. Share how you support clients through your programs, and how you set them up for success and then put them in a position to really be able to fend for themselves.
Thank you for that. It's a fairly simple process, right? I'm a simple person. So when I work with someone individually, of course we connect and there's a little bit of intake. Usually it's email. Mm-hmm. My site virtually, kind of just like you and I are. And so there's some intake, you know, this aspect of like, so, you know, what has happened in the past? I'm curious about, you know, physically what's happened, and notable mental, emotional things that have happened. You know, like I just like, okay, interesting. There's any little points. Sometimes you could call them transition points in life. I'm very interested in. Some people call them traumas. I'm just interested in any kind of aspects that have kind of made you who you are. Now, of course, that you can't cover that in 1 hour, but you know, a little bit. And then we begin to look at, you know, what is it that are your goals? What do you want to see? What is your heart calling you to do? And if you're not sure, then there are many tools, beautiful yogic ones and beyond, that we pull to help get you clarified. And just like I'm talking with you right now, it's real, it's easy, it's compassionate. It's not, there's no hardcore kind of someone in your face. It's in your face sweet. It's not in your face harsh. And then we give you a program and it starts slow. So it's like, okay, so what are the things that you're going to start to do for yourself, whether it's writing each day in a journal so you can start to see how your thoughts are playing, or mindful moments we're going to build every time you step through the doorway. This is going to be your moment of awareness. You're going to stop, breathe, become aware, choose what foot you use, and begin to start to make your life, which may feel overwhelming and unclear, tools to start to make your life clear and simple. And then we do the same thing. We give you some asanas, some things to make you stronger. So if you're in pain, we get back, we can have you. And then we follow up. So then we go away and we send emails, and then we come back the next week or 2 weeks later and we see how it goes. And all my sessions are recorded, so you have access to those to go back to, because sometimes it's like you get excited and or emotional or whatever or nervous, and then you're like, I forgot everything Mel said and I forgot everything I said. And so then you can go watch it back and have that as long as you need it. So that's how they work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like it. And there's another question that's coming in, or comment, and this one reads, As a physical therapist, I realized that immune support is of special interest to me and my clients. I do breathing exercises every day with each of them, and a little bit of your particular. I'm very much looking forward to reading your book and adding it to my collection. And this is from Julianne in California.
Awesome. Hi, Julianne. That's so nice. I'm so glad you're doing the work you're doing. And the breathing is so important, as you know. You know, what I would say is the breathing that I share in Yoga to Support Immunity is for the most part, very classical tantric pranayama. Within that, though, I focus on making it very accessible and practical, and also focus a lot on, you'll see a lot of focus on full and complete breath or diaphragmatic breath. Mm-hmm. And that's opening up not just the front of the low belly, but the sides and the back. So opening up the back diaphragm attachment. And if, you know, for our listeners who are like, you know, you're dial toning now, diaphragm, it's right at the back of the bottom of the rib cage. So we back it in now. That helps tone the vagus nerve. And that's mm-hmm. the most consistent, potent kind of physical mental shift that I found is that breath. And I find it's often the one that's most kind of disregarded. Like, oh no, give me something more complicated. we can for sure, but let's just open up. Let's just tone the vagus nerve. Mm-hmm. You know what a wonderful homework for all of us to be? You might like this because it mm-hmm. involves getting in your bed, right? But to maybe lay on your belly in your bed, turn your inner ankles down. So you just kind of open up the belly, open up your inner thighs. Sometimes it's called crocodile pose if you're familiar with it. So you're just kind of pushing the belly into the bed and then breathe deep. Push your belly button out into the mattress and in. And it'll massage all the front. Get to bed, reset your nervous system, do it before you get out. So, you know, I often wake up on my side or on my back. So I flip over, conscious breathing. As I'm conscious breathing, I then do what I call a positive mental rehearsal. I think about what I know is coming. Sometimes it's something that I'm feeling maybe nervous about, and I shift it to excitement. I see it in my mind's eye. I see it be calm, successful, whatever it is. I walk myself through the beginning of it. So then I feel like, okay, I got this with my deep breaths. My body calms down and then I go and start my day. That's our homework. Love it.
That's good. All right. Everybody hear that? You have marching orders now.
Get on your mattress or on the floor.
It sounds like if you don't already have, you need an app. A Mel app. Yeah. And actually, I know there are some out there. There's, you know, I've used a couple of them and various apps for meditation, for relaxation, and for I think that, you know, you could have one that would be uniquely yours.
Thank you for that. It's very funny, Alan, because I literally just was thinking and doing some research just 2 hours ago on it. So among your many lists of things that you are, you're very intuitive, very intuitive. So, yeah.
Well, Mel, this has been incredible. Time has flown by. How can people get the book? We've talked about the book, but what are the ways in which, is it also on audio? Best ways to order it? Is it best to do it through the website or Amazon? What's
the best? Thank you for that, everyone. Amazon, Barnes and Noble, any bookshop would be wonderful to pick up the book. Thank you for picking up the book. It is not on audio yet. But it will be. That's one of my goals for 2022. And you can always reach me, melaniesalvatoreaugust.com. Email me. You know, I love my children and my husband, of course, too. So is my family and my yoga. It's, you know, there's not that much more. So, like, I'm here and want to help you. Check me out at yogaworks.com. If you're on that platform, it's an amazing platform. I'm in Denver in April teaching at the Yoga Teacher Conference. So if you're there in Denver, I'm at the Denver Hyatt on the 23rd of April.
Okay.
Just come talk to me. I want to help. I do.
All right. So, and again, what's your website again?
MelanieSalvatoreAugust.com. Just my name.
Okay. Those of you that are driving, website as well that you went to listen to the show. So we will make sure that we list that in the show notes. Mel, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. You're really making a positive difference in the world, and we need more like you.
Thank you. I feel the same about you, Alan. Thanks so much for having me.
You're Cheers, very everyone. Welcome. Cheers. And for everybody out there, please be with us next Monday when we're going to be joined by award-winning actor, narrator, and Zen Buddhist priest, Peter Coyote. He's going to discuss his new book, The Lone Ranger and Tonto, Meet Buddha, Mass Meditation and Improvisational Play to Induce Liberated States. This is going to be a very interesting one, and hopefully I'm going to have Rachel Cope will be co-hosting with me again on this one. And please, for everybody out there, visit our archives at past interviews at answers.network. And you can subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, YouTube, and so many more. And if you have a favorite podcast or a favorite platform and we're not on there, let them know that you want us, or let us know and we'll contact them and get on there. Please, if you get the chance, check out our sites at Facebook, at Twitter, and now Instagram, and stop by, check out our latest post. If you like them, please like us and continue to spread the word. For everybody out there, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers Network.
Hello, I'm Marty Cove. You might remember me from roles such as Sensei in the Karate Kid films. I've done over 100 films and count on in my career. Body over time, I needed to find relief from my chronic pain. My passion for health and fitness drove me to find a natural way to combat muscle pain. Teaming up with doctors, detectives, and a compounding pharmacist, we've created Marty's Cobra Cove Ultra Strength CBD Cream. It's the only thing that has been strong enough to knock out my pain, and fast. Honestly, you may have tried the rest, but it's time to try the best. It's legal, it's safe, and 100% effective. Show your pain no mercy. Go to www.martyscobracove.com.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Radio.